Mental health is on a lot of people's minds these days as we continue to stay healthy and strong during our current global health crisis. This is Lisa Berry, and we hear a lot about the men and women on the front lines, and that means our healthcare workers, doctors and nurses who've been dealing with unprecedented health challenges in unprecedented times. And today just happens to be National Physician Suicide Awareness Day. So we thought we would check in with Dr. Anne Dornwind, psychologist who serves as St. Joseph Mercy Health System Regional Wellness Coach for physicians in Ann Arbor. Thanks for talking to us.
Absolutely.
How new of a or rare of a position is that for St. Joe to have a regional wellness coach for physicians?
It's a brand new position. I've been working with physicians for my whole career. I've always been embedded in medical setting. This position was created about 3 years ago in an effort to ease the burden for physicians who have been really struggling with increased responsibilities and decreased time to take care of all the work they're doing. In response to numbers that show that physicians are showing increased burnout, even before COVID started. But the position, I would say, is pretty unique across the board. I doubt there are many of me in the nation.
We as patients go to our doctors, and of course, we're looking out for our own well-being, but it seems like physicians face a lot of issues that people are not even aware of. Can you talk about some of those?
Well, physicians have a burnout rate of about 50% across the nation. We do, I think, a little bit better at St. Joe's. Our rates are a little bit lower. Why are physicians getting burned out? There's many factors. One is less autonomy. Insurance companies are asking more and more physicians, more documentation, pretty labor stuff. The average physician does about 14 hours a week in paperwork outside of work. And they don't feel as much control over what needs to happen in a session with their patient.
But what other emotional situations are they dealing with?
When we ask doctors, what burns you out? The system stuff comes up top. So, you know, these things I pointed out, I know they don't seem like big things, but these are big things when their fantasy of becoming a doctor was to sit in the room across from a patient and not worry about paperwork. That is the big stressor. But the emotional burdens, in addition, are having to make these huge decisions. And when doctors make errors, my experience is that people don't realize the kind of emotional pain that happens when doctors make errors. If you bring your car to a guy who changes your oil, he might be the best oil changer ever. And he never leaves a dipstick out. He knows he has a system where he always puts that dipstick back in your car. But maybe once a year he might forget, or once every 5 years he might miss a dipstick. So a car might get damaged. With doctors, they are just human. And the systems are much more complicated than getting, the procedures are more complicated than getting an oil change. But we expect perfection of them. And folks often get outraged when that doesn't happen. Doctors can, they can, and they will make errors. And the system will sometimes fail. That's just a tremendous burden, both from on the physicians, who are usually pretty perfectionistic people, who are very dedicated, and the burden too of feeling stressed about managing if an error does occur.
Do you think people are even aware that physicians committing suicide is a real issue, big enough to have a day dedicated to it?
I don't think so. I don't think people realize how hard doctors work. I'm a psychologist, so I can say this without bragging about myself, because I'm bragging about physicians. I don't think there's any other occupation where people work as many hours and as hard with the kind of responsibilities that physicians take on for the money.
And what are you doing at St. Joseph Mercy Healthcare System to help physicians deal with all the increased stresses they're experiencing, especially now?
One thing we're doing is we have a dedicated group of folks who round, go up on the floors and talk to not just physicians, but nurses, cleaning staff, everybody who has been working through this difficult time, providing them support. We have teams of people who have created a great number of resources, everything from yoga classes to healthy eating. We've been bringing around, we have a farm at St. Joe's in Ann Arbor. A group of folks have been bringing farm food to floors. for physicians and colleagues. In fact, we've created a bunch of resources that I think will outlast COVID that doctors are taking advantage of. And of course, I am available to folks to talk to. All they do is give me a call. And also, I have a connection with a psychiatrist. If for any reason anybody needed to talk to a psychiatrist, we have a lot in place to help doctors get through this. Doctors work, an 80-hour work week is not uncommon for a doctor. You know, between paperwork and seeing patients and follow through and follow up, they work a great deal. And when they lose patients, it's tough. You know, I've been talking, as a wellness coach, I've been talking to a lot of docs who suffered what psychologists call moral distress, which is when you know the way you want to do your job and you are wedded to that, to doing the job right, morally you're wedded to that. Then COVID comes and people, the hospitals are overwhelmed. Regular floors are being converted to ICU units. People are trying to learn about the disease. It had rapid progress in the beginning. Things are improved now in terms of protocols for treatment. But there was a lot of terribly hard work to be done at the beginning of COVID. And doctors experienced moral distress at not being able to, you know, having to watch two COVID patients, manage multiple patients who could get much sicker very quickly, and keeping their eye on multiple patients at the same time, worrying about whether they had the right equipment, and the distress of not being able to let the family in the room, and mm-hmm. being a substitute for the family when a patient is dying, and being the substitute with gloves on and a mask when, you know, I have had a doctor in tears talking about not being able to hold a patient's hand when they were dying. So just not being able to do doctoring and provide health care. I hear this from nurses too, the way that they want. So this has been a terribly distressing time.
Without making it personal, can you share with us some of the advice you give to these physicians under stress and possibly contemplating suicide?
You know, the important thing with suicide is to remember that this feeling will pass. If you have suicidal thoughts, most people don't stay in the hospital for a long time. They stay for a few days, you know, and part of that is because these feelings, they subside. About half the people who commit suicide have a mental health disorder, and about half don't. So sometimes there's an impulsivity to suicide. That impulsivity puts physicians at increased risk because they have access to medications and other things. They have a more of a knowledge of the body. So that may account for some of the increased risk of suicide in physicians over the general population.
Dr. Anne Doran-Wend is a psychologist who serves as St. Joseph Mercy Health System Regional Wellness Coach for physicians in Ann Arbor. We've been talking about it being National Physician Suicide Awareness Day, and we appreciate your information here on 89.1 WEMU.
Well, thank you. It was nice chatting.